Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean in the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I am so excited today to be with you and that you're with me today for the study of the Word of God for our Tuesday evening Bible class. I am so delighted that you've decided to join us tonight. I'm going to get ready to just open up our Bible class. I usually have a song or something, but now I'm going to talk the whole hour on the lesson tonight. So I'm just going to pray, and we're going to go right into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come on tonight, Father, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to study your word on tonight. Father, I bind the strong man tonight from our lives and from our radio broadcast. And Father, I ask you to bind the strong man for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to just bind up every demonic force that would like to come against our radio broadcast. We bind him up. We cast him out. We command them to go on tonight. And Father, I release peace. I release peace. I release peace. Father, then I ask you on tonight, in the name of Jesus, to open up our understanding, open up our heart, that we may understand your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach your people on tonight. Father, I know nothing of myself. I have nothing on my own, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor tonight. In Jesus' name and for your glory, amen. Amen, amen. On tonight, I have two or three things on tonight I want to talk about, and I don't really, I mean, it's all up to the Holy Spirit, because I'm telling you, I'm so lost with what he told me to teach, and so nothing I can do but do what he's saying. So on tonight, we're going to be discussing, check your motive. A lot of times, people's motives are wrong. A lot of times, we do things for the wrong motive. There's so many people doing that. It's a lot of leaders doing stuff for the wrong motives. A lot of people, period. But we as leaders, we shouldn't be doing it for the wrong motives. A lot of people giving words and wanting money, that's the wrong motive. And God is not pleased with that. So I have about 6 or 7 scriptures that I'm going to be reading to talk about. Check your motive. Because God already knows why you're doing it. He already know your heart. He already know us. And he know why we do the things that we do. So we can hide it from the man, from man, some men and women. But you can never hide it from God. And so when you doing things, when you doing things and you trying to undercut people or whatever the motive is, God already knows that, and he'll pull the cover off of us. So I'll be teaching first from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 34. And it reads, and that's over in where you take your communion at. It says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, I remember when I was growing up in church, it's a lot of people wouldn't take communion because of something they have done or said before time to take the communion. Well, God wasn't pleased with that because he said, when you, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. So when you don't do it, you're not remembering God. You should always take communion as much as you can while you can, because it says, for as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. So on down it said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Well, when you're talking about motive, and when you know, when you eat the bread and drink the wine, you're supposed to have the right motive. You're supposed to examine yourself, because you don't want God to examine you. So that's why we're supposed to repent and everything else, for we take of the blood and the bread and the wine or whatever, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to examine ourselves. We're supposed to, Lord, if I've done anything wrong, if I said something, any negativity, we're supposed to repent of all of that stuff that's in our spirit before we start trying to take of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God knows every motive. If we don't take it, it's still a motive, because God knows you ain't taking it because you done did something wrong, or you done said something wrong, or whatever it is. But a motive is a reason for doing something. A motive is a reason for doing something, especially one that is hidden or not obvious, because, I mean, we have motive. We have motive. And about a different thing, a lot of times people do stuff for you, and they do it for a reason, and they have a motive. It's so many times, you know, and God will give the prophet and tell the prophet a lot of things. Even people with discernment and that will know the reason a person doing something for them. It's just, it's almost like you're trying to win somebody over, or you know that they, if you do this, they're going to do that for you, or they have this. So my thing is, when we have a motive and it's not right, God knows it. A lot of those people, even around the cross, when Christ was crucified, some of them had right motives and some of them had wrong motives. Some of them were standing around just to see. Some of them was so sincere with Christ, but some of them just wanted to see what was going on. So at this point, we have to know that God knows every motive, every hidden motive that we have. Even when, you know, we have other people that we try to help, or we help. Some people do it just to show out, just so they can say, well, I did that for her, or I did this for him. God's not pleased with that. That's another different motive. That's a different motive. God don't want to hear that stuff. Let me read 1 Thessalonians, because he don't want to hear that stuff. I'm telling you, when you do something for somebody, you need to do it out of your heart, and you need to mean it. I mean, really, really mean it. You cannot do stuff and think God's going to bless you. When you bless people, you store up. You store this stuff up. But when you don't bless people, when you call yourself blessing people and you doing it so other people can see that you're doing something, it don't mean nothing to God, because he already knows. Let me see. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which tries our heart, which knoweth our heart. Allow us, meaning approve. Paul was already a veteran of the local church ministry, and he was an evangelist, missionary, and he was approved to do the things that he was doing ministry. But he was not pleased, man, but he was only trying to please God. There's so many people just trying to please man. Anybody trying to man ain't going to do nothing for you but talk about you. Girl, I had to do this for her, and I had to do that for him. And I'm just, I'm just tired of this stuff. But let me tell you something. When you bless people, God knows your heart. When you have the right kind of heart, when you're not doing something just to see, so people can say, girl, that's a blessing you were doing that. I don't want my reward from man. I ain't trying to get no pat on my back from man. God said, Jesus said, when he come, he going to have his reward in his hand. That's what I want. I want the reward in God's hand. I want to please him, but I want the reward from God. Man can't do helping me do nothing, but it's God that does everything for us. And when we can bless and help somebody else, for no other reason but pleasing God. It's all right when you can bless your family members because you love them. But it's a total stranger. I'm talking about a total stranger. You can bless and love to do it. God is pleased with that because I can bless my sister and them all day long because I love them. And then it ain't no problem. But when you go to trying to bless somebody that you don't know, when you go to trying to bless somebody that's been talked about you and you know it, somebody that has their mouth on you and you know it, somebody that's trying to split you, come between your marriage and you know it, and you still bless them, you still help them, you still love them, the love of Christ, God looked at that. God, look at that. We're going to go over to Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. What good are you to Christ when you're trying to please man? Man don't have a heaven or hell to put you. They can't help you do nothing unless God allow it. Why would you try to please man? I'm not talking about your wife or your husband. I'm talking about some, just regular folks. you know, even the congregation, even the leaders, you got to do what's right. Do what's right, even with the congregation and the leaders. Not for any shape, form, or fashion, but because it's the right thing to do. And then God will bless you by and by. You'll see the fruit of your work. You know, we all supposed to be, we supposed to be servants of God. We're supposed to serve the people of God. That's what we're supposed to do. Those are the things God, he loved for us to do. But we have to have the right motive. Some people walk up and put hundreds of dollars in church just to be seen. You know, I used to have to really watch that because, you know, I used to work and make that money, and I had no clue of not telling people because people think I'm bragging. They already have a jealous spirit. But then you start telling them, girl, you know what, I did this and so-and-so, and all this, and they looking at me like I'm crazy. So I stopped talking and telling people what I have and what I did because we don't want the jealous spirit. And the thing is, I don't want nobody jealous of me. If I can talk to them and tell them, look, and I did have to do that. Some girls on my job, young girls, all they did was see the Mercedes in the wedding band. I had to go to them and say, look, you all are in y'all 20s, and I'm 60. If I ain't got it by now, when I'm going to get it? I said, you got a long time to get this stuff. So wait, don't look at Miss Deborah like that. See, they didn't have the right motives in their heart because I'm happy for anybody that can be God blessed. Anybody that have a blessing, I'm happy for. When they do good, it makes me feel good. You know, I can boast in God for all everything I have. Because nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to God. So, did I read the scripture? Uh-oh. Yeah. Say, for do I now persuade men or God? I seek to please man, or do I seek to please man? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. We're supposed to serve men, but we don't have to please them in the things of God that God tells us to do. I now persuade men by toning down his message. See, you can't do that as a leader. We can't sugarcoat the messages of God. When God give us a word for the people of God, we are to say just what God say. Don't tell me what he meant this, because God mean what he say and say what he means. Don't tell me that. You're not one dot or tittle of God's word. When God give you a word, I don't care how bad it cut somebody, you better let that word cut them and they hate you or whatever, dislike you. Because I'd rather please God than any man on this earth. I'd rather please God. Paul was being accused of preaching a cheap form of admission to God's kingdom. He counters by saying that he is a servant of Christ, a slave of Christ. How can this cross-centered way be viewed as seeking to please man? But a lot of times, most of us, if not all of us, as leaders, we're trying to get the approval of the congregation. We're trying to get the approval of the people. But see, I have surpassed that because I am wise in my age, my not so old age, but older age. And I don't care what people think. Long as I'm telling the truth of God to them, I don't care what people think. They don't have to never get on the radio broadcast, because every time they get on the broadcast, it's going to be a word that God said give. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. They don't have to like the word of God. They don't have to like it. I'm just a messenger. I'm not the writer. I'm not God. I'm the spokesman. I'm the newspaper boy, delivery boy, the messenger. I'm telling you, I got to say what God said, because when you don't, you're lying on God. And he don't want to hear that. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 2. He don't want to hear that stuff. We don't supposed to be man pleasers. We're not supposed to be man pleasers. We're supposed to be able to please God. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So we're supposed to lift others up. You have to try to encourage people. That's why when I got on the Facebook, I try to put a word of encouragement. I'm an encourager. I try to encourage people. You have to. This is what the word of God wants us to do this. And we can't do nothing through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. So, you know, you got to keep encouraging people, and you can't have strife, and you can't go in this vainglory stuff. You got to please what God, we got to stay in the will of God. You know, that don't mean you be a doormat so people can walk all over you and take your kindness for weakness, because you got to be a bold soldier in the Lord. But you have to be humble yourself. Keep yourself humble before God. But you have to stand on the word of God. You got to stand. I don't care what it looks like. You have to stand. You know, and then encourage them. You know, minister to them and encourage them. Because we go through fights and we go through struggles. Honey, we come out and God bring us out. We be bruised up, bandaged up and everything. But we keep on fighting. We keep on warring. We keep on praying. That's what we have to do. We can't look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of each other. We can't just be boasting in what we got. No. We got to try to encourage, you know what, girl, that's a beautiful dress you got. Even if you don't like it, it's nice. You know, you can't, you, and like I say, I don't want nobody jealous of me. I try my best for that not to happen. It don't always happen like that. But I try my best to not to let a person sin because of me. I don't want that. Don't be jealous of me because you looking at what I got on. You don't even have that stuff ain't even worth being jealous of. And you can have it. But see, you have to get to that. We have to get to that place. And like I say, but it don't cause for you to be a doormat. It don't cause for people to take your kindness for weakness. Because God has strengthened us. He's built us up where we weak. We're strengthened. We're not weak. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. It says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And this is what I'm saying. Christ discusses three practices of piety or almsgiving and prayer and fasting. Alms is any act of righteousness. See, this thing, we do stuff. We go up, we go up and we put all this money in church. We have our all this stuff on and just to be seen. Or, you know, you give and you tell, I'm gonna go over Brother James' house tonight and take him $150 or $1,000, you know, and like that. Why are you telling somebody? Just do it. You should have put it in an envelope and dropped it in his box, or he wouldn't even know who did it. But when you have purpose, when you have a purpose or a motive for doing things, and then you go back and tell the biggest loudmouth in the congregation so they can tell everybody, that ain't what God wants. God don't want that. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. If don't nobody listen to me but the angels, that's all right. Because God said he is about truth. God said that he you know, he is love. And he is the truth. That's who he is. He is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's who God is. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said it and shall he not have not done it? God is not a man that he should ever lie. So the thing I'm saying is, when we give an alms, he said it's supposed to be so secretive that you forget it. It's so secretive that you forget it. And to me, all the people got the Cash App dollar signs on their page on Facebook. You know, I know that's a way that people Cash App you, but you know what? I want God to Cash App me. I don't have to settle for people. I got a God to glorify. And I know, when God Cash App you, you Cash App, you taken care of. He knows just what you need. So when God Cash App you, you don't have to go to nobody else and ask them for nothing, because he Cash App you. So we have to be careful so we won't look like the world. See, we have a problem with that. Everybody doing the same junk. Everybody. But God's going to have the last word on this. God's going to have the last word. Oh, everybody on Facebook and Instagram and Periscope, all this kind of stuff with the Cash App signs. God didn't say it ain't now time in this Bible. God say Cash App somebody. Let somebody Cash App you. No, no, no. I want God to Cash App me. So I'm sending my dollar sign and Deborah Deans to the heavens in prayer so God can Cash App me, open up a window, pull me out a blessing that I won't even have, the bank won't have room enough to receive for me. That's what I want, because I gave God motive. He know what I need. A reason for doing things. But if we have to have the right motive. Did I read that? Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity. And out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some having stirred sword have turned aside unto vain jangling. Anyway, charity is love, and you have to do things out of love in a pure heart. God, you know, we have to, our hearts have to, God, when God looks down on us, he can look at our heart and tell our motive. He can look and see, I mean, we can say and we can do any kind of other thing we want to do, but God looks at the heart. Other people judge us from the outward. But God looks at the heart, and when I tell you, you can't hide from him. You, the things that you do, you cannot hide from God. And I want a clean heart. I want a pure heart. That's why I pray the way I do. I'm trying to get some clarity on this verse, chapter 1, verse 5. It says, charity is love, pure heart. Paul, again, is using intimate expressions in writing to this young preacher that you would not find in his epistles to the churches. He tells Timothy that what is taught in the church should produce love out of a pure heart. A pure heart is in contrast to our old nature. It means a person who has been made righteous in Christ and can now manifest the fruit of the Spirit, which includes love. These are three things that should be manifested in the church. The first is faith in God and in his word. The second is love. Love is not something you simply mouth all the time. Love is an action concern for others, which means you won't gossip about them or in any way bring harm to them. So love, you know, love is unending. Love, you know, goes so deep because God is love. But love will make you do strange things. Love will make you say yes when you want to say no to a person. It don't have to be your husband, a wife, boyfriend, a girlfriend. But when you have the love of Christ in your heart, that's what you get. That's what you get. We shouldn't be gossiping anyway, but a lot of us do. A lot of us do. But when we do gossip, let it be about some productive. Let it, and some people get gossip kind of conscrewed with making a comment. I'll say that. Commenting. But we have to know that God is, everything we do or say, good or bad, we're being judged. We're going to be judged. Everything, every deed, whether it's good or bad, we're going to be judged. Every negative thing we think about and talk about, we are going to be judged. And we have to keep that in mind. God ain't playing. He ain't playing. So whatever motives we had, let them be pure. Let them be pure. God love us enough. Only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. So we have to do what we're supposed to do for God. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, and I got a lot of scriptures tonight, but I want you to understand about motive. When a person has a motive for doing things, they just should be doing it because of the love of God. But people do stuff so they can go tell other people, girl, you know what? I had to do this and this and this, and I had to do that and that. And they ain't had to do nothing because God has people everywhere. You don't have to depend on one person, but you depend on God. And God will do whatever you need. He'll give you whatever you need. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover,
it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is very small, a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yeah, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified? But he that judges me is the Lord. And so what we have to do, we can't, now God, now this is another teaching. God wants us to judge, but he a righteous judge. Don't judge people trying to condemn them. If you need to judge a person, because you have to try the spirit by the spirit, so you won't get caught up in no stuff. You better start praying and have great discernment that you won't be around somebody that don't have the right spirit, first of all. Then you need to ask God to show you this thing about this person or something like, you know, you have to have discernment. We have to judge people. God wants us to judge, a righteous judge, not condemning nobody, because we are nobody to condemn anyone, because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So this is the things that we have to do. God wants us to judge, but a righteous judge. You may have to help that person. Yeah, she needs this and she needs that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in, I'm going to get Sister Brown, and we're going to go over here and talk to her. And then the next time that she comes to church, we're going to have her a right kind of skirt on with a jacket to cover up. See, don't just judge her because she didn't have nothing to wear or she don't know what to wear. But we're going to help her because she's going to say, well, I ain't got none. But to keep from her saying that, give her a skirt and a blouse and a jacket. Oh, we brought you something, honey. Just wear it in. And then don't do it and go tell nobody. I have been done that so many times. People, let me tell you something. I begged a lady one time to let me wear a suit to church because I didn't have no clothes. And you think she did? No, she didn't. She had about 60 suits. And I told her, give me the oldest rag. She still wouldn't do it, but that's okay. I went right on to church just like I was because he told me to come just like I am. I don't care. I was just like I was. And I never held that against her. I hadn't forgot it yet, and I hope in my heart I've forgiven her. You know, I don't want nothing in my heart like that. But we can do things for a motive, the wrong motive. You can do it for a motive, but don't have the wrong motive. Have the right purpose in your heart. Be kind. Show love. That's what God wants us to do. Those are the things God wants us to do. You know, this day and time and the stuff that's going on today, we need to love one another. I don't care how ugly they are, how bad they are. When I heard that, I think it was New York or somewhere, they had Miami. They used to have 6 to 10 murders, homicides a day. But with this pandemic stuff, this virus stuff, they had not had a homicide in 6 days. That's just a blessing from God. God know what to do, though. He know exactly what to do to get people to come to him. He know exactly what to do. Even the murderers, the killers, then stop. He got their attention. Don't tell me what God won't do. God can get anybody's attention when he get ready. Like I said before, when he get ready for you to know something, he gonna make it known. He'll send a bird up to you and talk to you. A cat, and you be saying, that cat just said this. You better watch it. See, when God gave me this today, I didn't know what I was going to teach. I never know hardly what I'm going to teach. And the Holy Spirit speaks through me. But somebody needed to know this. And whoever go back, brought radio broadcast, to listen to it, and it's going to help somebody. Because let me tell you something. There's so many people out here doing stuff just because they can do it and show out in front of somebody else, like belittling somebody else. No, you don't sit up there. You sit back here. I've had that done to me just this year. You don't go up there where the speaker is. You sit back here. I said, no problem. Because let me tell you something. I'm nothing without Christ. I mean nothing without him. And I didn't feel no other way. Because who am I? I am nobody but Christ's child. So when they told me that, and then the next time I went to the church, they tried to call me up front. I said, no, thank you. Because if you treat me like that one time, you won't get to do that again. I may not be nobody to you, but I'm somebody in Christ. So I didn't go up there the next time. I don't have to sit up there with the preachers. I know I'm a called apostle. I don't have to wear a sign on my back. All I got to do is open my mouth and let the Holy Ghost speak through me. You're going to know just who I am, when I am, where I am, how I do it, and who's speaking through me when I open my mouth. I don't have to tell nobody nothing. Matter of fact, I stay quiet all the time. People think I'm an old Southern lady from East St. Louis. That's what they think, and that's what I want them to think, because it's something good that come out of East St. Louis. Me. Something good. And I know it. So I don't worry about what people say. You know, I don't care about what they do. You just sit back there, because when I open my mouth, I sound like I'm from East St. Louis. I don't really care what people think. I want to just please God. That's where we have to get it in our heads. We have to please God, not man. I ain't trying to get no man. I got a husband. I ain't trying to get no man attention. I'm not trying to please him spiritually. That's my husband, and I'm trying to please my husband, but I'm trying to please, because he'll make my husband act right. He'll make him do what he's supposed to do. If you please God, stay in the place where God is. That's why all this stuff is going on, because God trying to get us to run in his own. He's trying to get us to bow down. He's trying to get us to do the things that he called us to do, and we're not doing them. We won't hear. God wants us, and he's calling for people in these last days. And if you don't, you can expect what you're going to expect, and you're going to get what you're going to get. If you was praying 10 minutes a day, you better be praying 20 minutes now. God's going to see, trying to see what we're going to do. He's trying to get our attention. This is clarion call. This is a cause for God. A call to repentance. Don't sit up and act like we're so holy we don't sin. We all sin. I fall down every day and repent. Every chance I get, because I think negative things. I say negative words. Look at people the wrong way. Judge in the wrong way. I'm an apostle and I do it. I know everybody else do it. So I'm repenting every chance I get. Oh, we try not to say, oh, I ain't talking about them. Girl, what you say? No, we ain't going to say nothing. Don't say nothing. But if it's in your heart and your thoughts, you may as well say it. Repent. Repent. And we have to turn from it. We all love God. But if the motive is wrong, I don't care who you is. You can be Miss Annie. I don't care who you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If we doing stuff, we could be out there feeding the hungry. And then every week you call Sister Sarah. Girl, yeah, here I got to go out here and feed these people again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week I gave socks out. Mm-hmm. What you doing? Letting your good be evil spoken of. Because God, you're supposed to be serving the people. You're supposed to do this because you love God and you got the love of Christ in your heart. Like I said, that don't mean you're supposed to be a doormat and let people walk over you, God, in every possible way you can. If it's helping his people, you serve God the best that you can. Don't have these crazy motives where you're doing things just to do things and then go and talk about it. Girl, I'm going to call her because I'm going to help her. Give me her number, Sister Sherry. I'm going to call her, and then when you get through talking to Sister Sherry, you calling somebody else. Girl, yeah, I just talked to Sherry. She needs $45 to pay on her bill. Well, what you call her for? Why you call her? See, I done been through all these things. I done been through all these things. So I know. They can't tell me. I know. And I have done some stupid stuff. I've already repented, and I can repent again. But when you're not repenting and you know what the things that you've done, then you need to repent. I'm telling you, this virus stuff and some new stuff coming out, let me tell you something. God is going to get our attention. Oh, he's going to heal the land when he gets through with us. When he gets through with us, he going to heal the land. When my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. We ain't humble yet. We ain't got it yet. This thing is going to happen. It's coming down to the end time. So don't think you're getting by. You might get away. You might get by, but you won't get away. We all got to give and count. And God wants us to get closer. That's all he wants. God is a jealous God. He wants us to get closer to him. I don't know how much closer I can get, but however close I can get, I want to get. I want to get close to God. I want to be right where he is. I want to be close to him. I want to be able to hear. We're talking side by side. That's how I want to hear. That's why I can spend so much time in prayer, because I'm trying to seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. We got to do this so he can lift up this thing off of us. People dying, so many people have died. All them 33 bishops in the Koji church that died, 33 of them. Leader, think about that. Judgment begins at the house of God. Judgment. And if it begins at the house, where will it end up? We got to be faithful to God. We got to get there. He getting the leaders already because he called and ordained them. But we got people that need to run to God. They need to sincerely give their life over to God, sincerely. No, you can't be straddled a fence. You can't be lukewarm. You got to live a holy life. No other purpose is saying, I'm a preacher, I'm a this, I'm a that. And you got crazy motives. You can't have be straddle the fence. You got to come all the way over to God. We can't do these things. Time out now. He used to wink at man's ignorance. But no more excuses. No more. Because when he gets through, he's separating the wheat from the tares. When he gets through, we're going to know who the goats are. And who the lamb? He's going to have somebody to shepherd. And he ain't going to let the devil get all more than him either. We got, I'm telling you, we got to get right down where God wants us to be. I'm telling you, I don't see why we can't. God will fight for us to the end. God loves us so much. He'll do anything for us. He loves us. He protects us. He guides us. He sees us. He heals us. God does everything. He's our Redeemer, our Savior. One little mistake ain't nothing for God. We don't have a problem too big for God, an issue that he can't stop. Because he's God and God alone. And he deserves all the praise, all the glory. That's all he needs. All we should be doing is praising and worshiping him. And he don't even need us to do it. Because he got angels 24 hours a day, cherubims and cherubims singing holy, holy, holy around the clock 24/7. He don't need us. We need God. We let his hand go. He don't let our hand go. Every time we want to do something that's not right, we ease our hand out of here. We better learn. We got to learn. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You know, this brought all this, but, you know, I just have to keep repeating it every time I get on here, because I want you all to know this is what God is calling for in these last days. He wants us to get closer to him and closer and closer. The closer we get, the more he covers us. The more he covers us. He said, 1,000 may fall at our right hand and 10,000 at our left hand, but nothing will come nigh thee. Nothing is going to hurt us. But we got to get in that place with God. They're going to be falling all around you. But ain't nothing going to touch you. Nothing. That's God's protection. His love for us. I'm telling you, he's so worthy to be praised every day, all day. That's why them cherubims and cherubims just sing holy, 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 because he a holy God, and he want holy people. And you don't have to be afraid to live holy. Pray every day that I can live as holy as possible for God. I pray every day because God's going to set you apart when you live holy for him, to do the things that we're supposed to do for God. So, you know, I just thank and praise God on tonight for an opportunity to study his word. God's word is so important. That word got so much power in it. Sometimes I look at it, feel like, look like it be jumping off the pages. One day I looked at it, and every scripture I looked at lit up. I got scared. I said, Ed, you see a light? He said, no, I don't see no light. But it was lighting up at me. I was like, what is wrong? I stopped asking and talking. I just look, and whatever I see, I see. Because this word of God is a roadmap to our life. If we just live by this word. We live by it and please God. But I'm telling you now what thus saith the Lord. He's trying to get you closer to him. Go somewhere in your bathroom and pray. Go off in a corner and get intimate with God and love on him some. I don't go to ask him, can you, Father, I need a miracle. I need this. I don't need none but you. I want to love on you, Father. You who I want to love on. Because you love me enough to send your only begotten son for me to have a right to live, have to the tree of life. So I just thank and praise God for all of you that got on tonight on the radio broadcast on tonight. God is so awesome. I'm telling you. He's so awesome, and I just get carried away. I can't help it. I can't help it. I love God so much, I get carried away for God, for him. I ain't putting on no shape, form, or fashion. Like I said, I ain't got to have no cash app on my name because God takes care of me. He takes care of me. I'm not saying you can't give. I'm not saying that, but you ain't gonna find no cash app on no Facebook for Dr. Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean. Cause God is my cash app. He is. That's who I want to cash app me. Cause I ain't putting no limit on it. Man gonna give you $10, but God'll give you $10 billion. That's who I want to cash app me. So we just give God praise on tonight and give him glory and just thank him for all that he does for us every day. And I'm going to just pray I'm going to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor on tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. I ask you right now to cover them and their families in the blood of Jesus. I ask you to encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I ask you right now, you know exactly what they need, Father. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to open up the doors, open up the windows, and pour them out a blessing, Father, that they won't have room enough to receive them. I ask you today, Lord, to look down, Lord, and have mercy, Lord. I'm asking you right now to send fire from heaven, Lord, that they may feel your anointing on tonight. I'm so grateful, Lord, for every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know exactly what they need, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, with what they need, Lord. You know the plans that you have for them, and they are good. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just cover them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless their children, bless their grandchildren, bless their great-grand. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover the cars and cover the buses and cover the trains and cover the cranes and cover them, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them in the name of Jesus. They need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We cannot make it without you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we calling on you tonight. In the neocolabation, in the name of Jesus, we calling on your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord, and keep them. Bless them and keep them. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all are dismissed. God bless you. God love you, and I love you too. We'll be right back here on Friday night for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. Bring your prayer requests. Bring your testimony, your praise report, so that God can do and say what he want to do and say. In Jesus' name, you all have a good night. God bless you. God bless you. Have a good night.